Welcome to the Trend Detection Podcast, powered by Siemens. And now your host, Niall Sullivan.
Yeah. No, let's do it. Let's do it. If you want to sort of go into those, I guess it might also be interesting to know why there's often that confusion. And I hear it a lot as well. There's often a confusion between condition monitoring and predictive maintenance. I don't know if you have a view on that, Richard, of why that might be.
Yeah, it's because it's what Sensei does is not new for Sensei because they've been doing it for so long. But coming from the industry, this is new, okay? And it's a different way of detecting problems. And if you speak to anybody that's, you know, does fault finding, there's a logical way of going about it. If you speak to experienced fault finders, people are fault finding, it's all a matter of a series of elimination. You don't try and find the problem, you just eliminate what's not the problem. And all of this is logic, applied logic. So if this, when that, let's eliminate this, all right, let's take it. It's all logic orientated, and that is 90% of the thinking when it comes to PLCs, drives, automation, and control. That's that's what got the rocket to the moon, is basically logic. And what we are seeing now is a different method of analytics to assist you in your logic. And this is why I know it's a bit of a geeky word, but I would actually prefer to call Sensei an augmented reliability engineer, because you basically, it's picking up things that you would not necessarily see, and basically you work with it. It's just raising flags here and there. And actually, I love the latest spec from Sensei in that the cases raised are hitting an 80% accuracy. And that is an impressive figure. If we look at a traditional site and looking at fault codes and alarms raised, basically, there's a lot of fault code immunity built up where they just don't take things seriously anymore, because they just know, this happened, and that kind of mentality has set in the condition monitoring space because it hasn't evolved. You need something else to work with that. I see this a lot, and even in myself, I've gone through this journey where I've looked at it from a logical point of view. And I don't see it as better or worse. I just see it as a supplement to my current way of thinking, and speed up the diagnostic time. Because maybe before we go into the examples, I think this is actually the challenge that we are seeing now with technology from OEMs. Everybody is adopting new technologies. And this is smartening up devices, and the mean time to diagnosis is actually getting longer, but the mean time to repair is getting shorter. 10 years ago, the mean time to repair was usually longer than the mean time to diagnose, because it was a lot simpler. If you look at how the cars have evolved, I don't know about you, but my father still prefers a 1970s Land Cruiser that he can, you know, he can bridge out sensors and do something because he feels he can. But technology, that's what's happened in technology. So we have smartened up, and rightly so, because, you know, it's a much more efficient way of doing it. But we need tools to assist in the diagnosis quicker. We can't do that reactively. And this is where the kind of predictive side of Sensei actually works quite well.
No, of course. Again, that leads quite nicely into the examples we wanted to sort of go into. So maybe you could give it, well, I know we're not going to talk specific customer names, but maybe a bit of background on, you know, the company, as much as you can say anyway, and then sort of dive into the example.
Yeah, look, when it comes to the maintenance strategy in mining, it's very OEM regulated, all right? So a mine site will buy a piece of machinery and the OEM will say, here is our maintenance strategy. You do that at 2 months, you do that at 6 months, you do that. But I would say most mining maintenance strategies are based on the OEM manual because they don't want to deviate from that. If they deviate from that, they lose warranties and, you know, they take a lot of risk by trying to deviate from that strategy. So how do you actually confidently deviate from a recommended OEM strategy? So let's take, for example, on a mobile mining truck, there's 4 air filters on it that they change every 500 hours. That 500 hours ties up with a regular service. Every haul truck in open cut mining will come in every month for a 8-hour service. They change the oil, they change the filters, and they do, you know, a set bunch of maintenance tasks based on where it's at, the 500, the 1000. But for the air filter specifically, you would change these every 500 hours. It does not matter what the condition of that filter is. Now, as you can see in open cut mining, when it comes to the contamination of an air filter, so this is the air that an engine sucks in to basically produce the horsepower. It really can vary depending on summer to winter to, to rain, to deep open cuts, to shallow where there's a lot more wind. And so it's very safe to go and put 500 hours on an air filter because that's just when the truck's in for a service and you don't deviate from it. But what we've actually found with a customer that we're working with here in Australia is we've done all the contextualization. We've done all of the understanding and of the engine, and we've really got the system monitoring quite well. But now they wanted it to move into a forecasting phase. And this is one of the strongest features I find with Sensei is the forecasting. So the forecasting that we're currently doing for this customer is they said, well, okay, how confidently can we forecast an air filter needing to be changed? And that was the challenge put to us. And then we kind of, we went away and we had a look at it, and the customer was asking for a 5-week forecast. So now basically every 4 weeks this filter gets changed. So they were really pushing the envelope as to what they were asking the platform to do. And so basically the team went away and did actually a brilliant job in tuning the forecasting to the customer's needs. So what we have now for the customer is we have a 5-week flag, we have a 1-week flag, and we have a 3-week flag. So the customer we implemented this about maybe 4 months ago, and we part of the Sensei support is that we have a weekly call with a customer. And what we're actually finding now is that we are arguing over the accuracy of the forecast of about 1 or 2 days, four weeks into the future. And so this is now really dialed in. And so the customer is now in the process of changing the maintenance strategy from regular to basically preventative maintenance based on the condition of the asset. And this is where you need confidence. You can't move to this this formula, because if you just fail one engine because you didn't change the air filters, and you know you're going to go backwards very, very quickly. And so in traditional condition monitoring, you really needed the data scientists and the application engineers to put their heads together to come up with something. But what comes out of the box with Sensei is this ability to forecast on the behavior of a variable. So what we do in this application is we monitor the air filter pressure. And and what we've seen is we can see a cycle. We've identified that cycle. And so we're now in the process, or the customer has now accepted, look, this is working. Now we're going to change our maintenance strategy for that. And so if we look at traditional condition monitoring, what you would do is you will set some limits, some high and low limits. You know, you might even set some warning limits, and then you might set some shutdown limits. But that's it. That's all you really got. All you can do is set limits based on what it is today. But what's powerful with what we're doing with this customer is you can set those limits, and then you can forecast, and it'll tell you if it's actually going to hit those in 4 to 5 weeks' time, depending on what your needs are. And I think it's a powerful example of how you can change your maintenance strategy with confidence. And that's kind of what I think is very powerful with a forecasting tool. Now, forecasting is not a Sensei unique to Sensei. Right? I think you can do it in Power BI. You can do forecasting, but it's not just about the actual forecasting. It's actually about the contextualization of the data and bringing in all of the analysis that's being done at the same time. You know, you've got your anomaly detection, you've got your degradation, and all of these running at the same time, so that you're not just forecasting blindly. And so this has been quite a powerful shift for the customer, and it's maybe an example of what you can actually do with Sensei within in true predictive maintenance. I mean, wouldn't it be great if you had a room of reliability engineers arguing about what's going to happen in 4 weeks' time? That's essentially what we are doing at this stage. We're talking about 1 or 2 days, and we have not been out by more than 2 days. So that's maybe just what I wanted to touch on there now.
No, really good. I didn't want to step in and interrupt, because I think you've really articulated that really well. Time is drawing in as well. So I think the words that I picked out from what you were saying, Richard, was confidence. It's having confidence in what I see that as being very important as well. But I guess just as a final sort of point, in terms of some of the advancements in Gen AI, particularly in Sensei as well, how do you see that sort of assisting into, and maybe particularly into that point about having confidence in the system? Do you think that's going to be an enhancer to that?
Certainly. I think the real value in Sensei is when you start combining all of these very powerful things into an overall front end that is easy to use and is designed for an operator. All right, you and the inclusion of Gen AI into a maintenance program has been a complete game changer, because let's just take a scenario, and of why this is such a game changer is because, let's say you come in on Monday morning and you see that line one was down for 6 hours on Saturday. What does a manager usually do? The manager will then go sit down with the supervisor, and then the supervisor will say, oh, yeah, I got a phone call, and I did this, and we did this. And then that supervisor might go and work with the electrician or the mechanic that got called out and get into a little bit of a deep dive, and they talk about it. And then they might have a meeting where everybody comes together, and because it was such a major event that they need to put everybody in the same room so that they can everybody can have their conversation as to their input. Now, this is what Gen AI, I actually call it a conversation with your maintenance system. So the manager does not have to call his supervisor anymore. He can just go and have a conversation like we've seen with ChatGPT model, where it's very intuitive. It is, you don't have to worry about your spelling. You don't have to worry about how you speak, dialect. You can really just get down to the nitty gritty, ask it the questions, and interact with it. And what the real game changer here is, in the past with condition monitoring, yes, you can attach previous failures or previous fingerprints to a recent failure. You can do that, but you still can't interact with it. You still have to go and do a deep dive into a compare this and a compare that. But that is just a complete waste of time when you look at what Sensei is doing at the moment. It is really enabling non-technical people to get down to the bottom of what actually happened so that they can actually jump from all of those face-to-face and just have a meeting at the end of the day, open up Sensei and just let the co-pilot tell you possible scenarios, what has happened in the past. And so this is, I think, an exciting feature. And, you know, so here, maybe that's maybe all I wanted to say on that. I do think we are going to see very quick adoption of this. And what's exciting about Sensei, you know, Sensei is leading the way here. And yeah, it's pretty exciting to be involved with.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah, there'll be a lot more. You might have listened. People might have listened to some recent episodes about that that topic, but there'll be certainly more on that in the future as well. But for now, I think that's a fantastic conversation, a great use case. So again, thank you, Richard, for taking the time to be on the podcast again. I'm sure you'll be back very soon. You're a regular now, so I'm really pleased that you're coming on and sharing your experience, because it's I'm sure it's a great help to everyone out there. But for today, thank you everyone for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode. Thank you very much.
Please like and subscribe on all major podcast channels. And find out more about Sensei Predictive Maintenance at Siemens.com.